B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
No, Maureen. What's up?
Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. What's up?
I have to tell you, I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you.
But what I would like to know is where that woman lives, because I'd like to go meet her.
The lady from the second date update?
A lot of people are saying that.
Yep. I'd like to go meet her, because God have mercy on her soul. May she never be in that predicament. And God bless him for what he's doing for these people. She's a goddamn hypocrite. And if I ever see her on the street, may God have mercy on your soul.
Wow.
She's saying that with passion. Yo. She's going to beat the crap out of this woman.
We're getting a lot of messages from people saying the same things.
I mean, she is. She's pretty shallow.
Tell me where she lives.
She's like, really? What's her address?
Can't do that. I'm sorry. But hey, you know what? Since you're on with us, I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Here we go.
Yep.
Between myself and Pebbles and Melissa, who do you think is the most high maintenance in a relationship?
You.
The streak continues.
I'm noticing the pattern everyone answers me because they're afraid to be honest and say one of the girls.
This is
funny.
Amazing.
I'm the only one in a relationship. This is Alan. He's also calling about the second date update. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, freaking Puerto Rican. What up?
What up, man? What's going on with you?
Nothing. Just chilling.
Okay.
Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Yo, what I had to say, yo, I agree with Shorty because I wouldn't let no strangers in my home. People are crazy out there. You know, Christmas is around the corner. Mess around and lose all your Christmas gifts the next morning dealing with anybody. You know
that's
what I
true.
Mean?
That's a great point. You know,
it is a good point.
He might go to work one day and be like, hey, strangers that I just picked up off the street, I trust you guys that when I get back, that you'll still be here and all my stuff will still be here.
No, I understand that, but don't you think that at some point people need to have compassion for others that might not be as fortunate as them?
Yeah, that's why you call 911.
Because they're going to help.
You know, you put the government to work. They got all the money.
Yeah. Well, Melissa, why don't you, right now, you're not home, you're here at work. Why don't you let a couple people...
Listen, I'm not saying that letting strangers in your house to live is
Melissa
the smartest
like people that she
thing?
Knows in her house.
I really don't.
And yes, she is.
I really
don't. She's telling everyone that she lets strangers in their
house. No, I'm not saying that. I just think that she could go about it a little bit more compassionately. She's just a downright bitch.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.